a pasture. You could let the animals just run.
Yeah, you just let them run where they please.
Didn't you call that?
Huh?
What did you call that? That wouldn't be pasture, that'd be...
It'd be free range.
Okay. And, do you have, you know, about a hog that's grown up wild? What would you call him?
Well, only thing I can call him would be a wild hog, that's all I know.
Wild hog, right?
Wild hog. Mm-hmm. But that's another thing. It seems different now to people. What? Now, a lot of people wouldn't believe it that way, but I know how it was. Now, used to, you never seen a wild hog hardly in the woods nowhere. Mm-hmm. Wasn't no such a thing. They was all tame to a certain extent because the people go out and throw corn to them, feed them, you know, call them up. They call them up in the woods and they'd all come up in the morning.
Huh? A lot of them, they go wild, they ain't wild now either.
No, but then that's what they, but the later on, the late years, now it's just been coming in for the last late year, it's 8 or 10 years, say, or 15. Well, you see a wild hog now, once in a while you can get to see one when you're going through the woods or anything, you can see one. Well, them days you didn't see him because all you'd have to do was just to call to him and he'd come to you. You could show him some corn and he'd eat and go on about his business, and you done the same. Used to be pretty gentle, all hogs was. But there ain't none here now. On a what few years, people got them in little pastures or in lots of places.
Mm-hmm. You know, when a calf's being weaned, the noise that it makes.
Huh?
You know, that when a calf's being weaned,
uh-huh,
taken away from its mother, the noise that it makes. How would you describe that?
Well, we call it blat. She blates, you know,
uh-huh,
blating. That's closer to over a manner being gone. What made it? Some people call it low, but
mm-hmm,
but I call it the cow. She lows, but the calf it blates. Because of course it's all the same thing. It lows just the same, but we just call it bleeding. That's all.
Mm-hmm. The cow lows. Is that a gentle sound or a loud sound?
Yeah. She lows gentle sound. The cow low.
Uh huh. What about the loud noise that she makes when her calf's taken away?
Well, she lows for the calf. She lows for the calf,
mm-hmm,
and the calf goes, well, he lows for her, but then we call it, we say he blates for his mammy, for his mom. Mm-hmm. But.
What noise do horses make?
Hmm?
What noise do horses make?
Well, some people call it one, some the knickers, some people call it whicker, we call them whickering,
mm-hmm,
but the right name, I think, would be knicker. For feed or anything like that, or water, or whatever you want, they want water or feed, or the liquor for feed.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go out and...
I'd say I'd have to go out and feed up the stock, I guess.
Okay. And what if you had hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, say you had to go feed the...
I have to go feed up the chickens and ducks or sheep, well, I mean turkey, what I had.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to go feed them up and gather up the eggs if they laid.
They say a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a...
She's sitting there, sitting on the egg. We'd call her a
sitting
hen. Sitting hen, yeah.
Okay. And where do you keep chickens? What sort of buildings do you have for them?
What we call little chicken houses. A little houses, shut them up in.
Mm-hmm.
We call the chicken houses.
What about a little place for the mother hen and her chicks?
For the biddies?
Mm-hmm.
We have a little cub place. We put them in. We call bitty cub. We put them in the bitty cub.
What does that look like?
Huh?
What does it look like?
Well, you can make it out of anything or more. Any type of thing or do or more. Just little wood pens and little wooden pen of some kind to put them in.
I've used
a big old box for now. You've seen all these old big boxes and old wood boxes. Mm-hmm. I have used them for bitty coops to put these mm-hmm. in. And call it a bitty coop.
You know, when you eat chicken, there's a bone that goes like this.
Yeah, it's a bone like that, but I don't know.